WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. We're at 56 degrees. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The magnitude 5.2 earthquake was centered in Kern County, California, but felt as far south as Los Angeles.
There have been a bunch of aftershocks since the main quake, most of them very small. It was a few seconds of swaying in the main quake, felt heavier in northern LA County and in Kern County, north of LA, where the epicenter was. The LA Fire Department went out in what it calls earthquake mode, surveying the city. No damage was found, but it definitely rattled a lot of nerves on a Tuesday evening as people were at home relaxing.
ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles. Wisconsin and Michigan, the first two swing states. Vice President Harris will visit today with newly chosen running mate Tim Walz, the Minnesota governor. The Richmond, Virginia-based federal appeals court on Tuesday upheld Maryland's decade-old ban on semi-automatic rifles, including the AR-15. The majority rejecting the argument of gun rights groups that the ban is unconstitutional. This is ABC News. A few years after pandemic mask mandates, they're now banned in a New York City suburb. ABC's Brian Clark explains.
Face masks worn in public to hide one's identity are now banned in Nassau County on New York's Long Island. The county's Republican-controlled legislature introduced and passed the bill, saying it was in response to anti-Semitic incidents carried out by people wearing masks. The New York Civil Liberties Union says it's a free speech infringement. There are exceptions for health and religious reasons. Penalties include up to a year in jail and a $1,000 fine. Brian Clark, ABC News, New York.
And he's off. Jim the Shark Dreher entered Lake Michigan at Grand Haven, Michigan, Tuesday, intent on swimming across the lake to Milwaukee, 83 miles or more away, depending on lake conditions. He's trying to repeat the feat he first performed in 1998 when it took 41 hours. He's trying to raise money for the nonprofit U.S. Coast Guard Chief Petty Officers Association. Richard Cantu, ABC.
Today's forecast calls for temperatures near 80 degrees, sunny and pleasant conditions. Scattered clouds for tonight, a low of 58. For Thursday, 77 with sunshine and a slight chance of a light shower. Friday, mostly sunny and cool and a high of 72. In Richland Center, yesterday's high was 75. And right now, with a little bit of light fog in the area, following a midnight reading of 61, we're at 56 degrees. That's the latest weather as we start the day. Today is Wednesday, August 7th. Time now to officially start the broadcast day with WRCO.
Ooh. as a rock. Mama, she was quiet as a prayer. And Daddy'd always tell me, son, you gotta be tough. Mama kissed my cheek and say, play fair. Well, I did my best to make them proud of me, but it's never been an easy place to be. Somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne, cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. Well, I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John Wayne. Love was tender, Daddy's love was strong, but both of them were there to help the weak. They taught me to stand up and fight for what is right. They showed me how to turn the other cheek. Now I see there's both of them in me, and maybe that's the best I'll ever hope to be. And John Wayne, a cowboy and a saint, crossing the open range. I try to be more like you, Lord, most days I know I ain't. I'm somewhere between Jesus and John.
The Gaither Vocal Band featuring the Oak Ridge Boys in Alabama and Between Jesus and John Wayne. Before that, a national anthem sung by Cher as we officially open the broadcast day today. It's great to be with you. Phil Nee with you on the Light in the Milk House show, and it is a Wednesday morning edition. The week is going by pretty quickly. It's what happens when you're busy. Here we are together again in a very comfortable 56 degrees overnight. It was a beautiful night for last night's fourth national night out that honored the police and fire in our area and EMTs at Kruska Park. And just about a perfect night. Very nice and cool temperatures. And I didn't notice the bugs. There was a nice breeze going by. And so they hit a home run there. And it looks like the rest of the week and the weekend, not too bad. No mention of rain for a few days, and should be some very comfortable temperatures. So enjoy. I guess we deserve it. Coming up about 10 minutes away, we'll check sports. The Brewers managed to win last night as they opened up a series in Atlanta with a nice big victory. And the Chicago White Sox finally won a game. It's been a while. Details in a little bit. Here's Waylon Jennings.
Lucy, you won't do your daddy's will. Oh, Lucy, you just won't do your daddy's will. Well, there ain't nothing to you, but I love you still. Oh, Lucy, please come back where you belong. Oh, Lucy, please come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby, please don't.
in sight. Asked my friends about her, but all their lips were tied loose. Won't do your daddy's will. Well, there ain't nothing to you. I love you still. Well, I woke up this morning. Lucille was not in sight. Asked her friends about her, but all that left was tied loose. Please come back where you belong. I've been good to you, baby.
Show 515. Well, the Okooch Mountain Humane Society food stand will be open today and tomorrow from 10 until 2 at the parking lot area of the Richland Center Community Center. They will be there today and tomorrow. Be aware of that. Christie's Card Buddies get together for a euchre tournament each Wednesday at 1 at the old Avoca School Gym. And Survivors Night and Captain's Night will be held at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center tonight for Walk with Grace. The doors open at 5. The evening includes a free will pizza supper and presentations from researchers on how Grace funding has helped. Teams wishing to have raffle and luminary sales count toward team totals must have the money turned in by today. Another important reminder, Richland Center Kiwanis Back to School Backpack and Supplies Sign-Up Day will be held today from 5 until 6:30 at the Richland Center Community Center.
If you see your brother standing by the road with a heavy load, and if you see your sister falling by the way, just stop and say, you're going the wrong way.
Campbell with some music and some great advice today on the Mill Cow Show. We're at 55 degrees, headed toward 80 later today, and it looks like some sunshine right away this morning later on, after the sun comes up, of course. Sunrise time getting a little later and later all the time. We'll be just before 6 today, before official sunrise time. Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays. Today's sports update is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Willie Adames hit a pair of two-run home runs, and the Milwaukee Brewers routed the Atlanta Braves 10-0, handing them their third straight loss Tuesday night. Colin Ray dominated the Braves for 7 innings, striking out a season-high 9 batters while allowing 5 hits and 1 walk. Ray has not given up a run in his last 3 road starts, spanning 19 innings. Adames was 4-for-5 with 4 RBIs, giving him 75 on the season. The Brewers finish with 16 hits. Bryce Elder gave up 7 runs on 8 hits in just 3 2/3 innings. He struck out 6 and walked 2. Elsewhere yesterday, the Cubs, they were winners against the Twins. Final score of 7-3, and the Cardinals beat Tampa Bay 4-3. Arizona at Cleveland postponed. Also, San Diego was a winner against Pittsburgh 6-0. Cincinnati 8, Miami 2, Washington 11, San Francisco 5. Colorado 6-3 over the Mets, Philadelphia 6, and the Dodgers 2. Elsewhere, the Angels at the Yankees postponed. Toronto 5-2 over Baltimore, Houston 4, Texas 2. Also a win for Boston over Kansas City 6-5, Detroit 4, and Seattle 2. And Andrew Benintendi with a two-run home run, and the Chicago White Sox snapped their American League record-tying losing streak at 21 games, beating the Oakland Athletics by a score of 5-1. Finally, a win for the White Sox. It had been a few weeks. That's an update on sports.
TC Auto Works in Richland Center is your one-stop shop for vehicle sales and service. From oil changes to brakes, engine to transmission repair, they'll get you back on the road. Title Works provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area and is proud to support our local youth. And WCCU Credit Union offers competitive savings rates and low-interest loans, helping you build a better life. Member NCUA.
We hope your morning is going fine so far. I know, it's early. But here's a way to brighten up your day with the aerobic polka. Here we go. That was a perky one right there. The aerobic polka from the Jim Busta Band, and that was the Young Widow Polka right here on the Mill Cow Show. We're a handful of minutes away from today's Farm News and Market Report. Here's Patty Page and Tom T. Hall.
If you were the only girl on earth,
and if you were the only guy,
well, I'd still be as happy as ever.
And I'd
getting better.
Let the times change, friends change, fashions change, we'll be the same. Let the days go, let the years roll, you and me, we ain't ever gonna get old.
that we had never met.
But I'd be looking for you, babe,
and I wouldn't be hard to get. Let it snow, let it blow, love don't mind the weather.
Honey, we're not getting old, we're getting better. We're getting better. They can't say we've had our day, we've had good times together. But honey, we're not getting old, we're getting better. You know, I woke up this morning with a cold.
Oh, you better shut your mouth. Start talking like that, you start thinking
well,
like that.
Well, I think you're right. You got to grow up to be young. Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Oh, who said that?
Hey, Mike.
I took you home from the party, and we kissed in fun. A few stolen kisses, and no harm was done. Instead of stopping when we could, we went right on, till suddenly we found the brakes were gone. You belong to someone else and I do too. It's just as crazy being here with you as a bad motorcycle with the devil in the seat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street. I did want you now, I have no choice. It's too late to listen to the warning voice. All I hear is thunder as our two hearts beat, doing 90 miles an hour down a dead-end street.
Snow with one of his many classics here on the radio. Today's forecast calls for a high of 80 with sunshine. Southeast winds 3 to 8 miles per hour. It looks like sunny this morning and then increasing clouds. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible. A slight chance of a shower or two overnight at a low of 58. Thursday, 77, a slight chance of showers or sprinkles. For Thursday night, becoming mostly clear, cooler, though comfortable, a low of 50. Friday, partly cloudy and breezy, and a high of 72. Right now in Richland Center, after an earlier reading this morning of 61, We are at an overnight low. It is 55 degrees. Good morning. The time is 5:30.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Once you plant Pioneer brand C-Series soybeans in your field, harvests will never be the same. Enter a new era of performance at pioneer.com/new era. A Great Lakes shipping facility built only a year ago is looking to expand opportunities for farmers. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more.
The DeLong Company opened a new bulk commodity loading facility last year at the Port of Milwaukee, and in its first season shipped mostly dried distiller's grains. But Senior Trade Manager Brian Arnold tells Brownfield one load of soybean meal went to the United Kingdom.
The feed products have majority come from Wisconsin. Then the balance has been serviced by rail from Iowa and Minnesota.
Pat Malooly with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is encouraged by what the bulk shipping plant could mean for soybean and soybean meal exports, especially if the planned CHS Evansville, Wisconsin crush plant becomes a reality.
It's closer, less transportation costs, but also gives them an opportunity to send grocery chips out of here. So maybe some distiller's grain, some meal, some raw beans, corn, whatever other products.
Members of the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board toured the DeLong site and Quality Roasting, a soybean processor in Valders, as part of their See for Yourself tour Tuesday. From the Port of Milwaukee, Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Meanwhile, farm groups are reacting to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz being selected as the Democratic vice presidential nominee. Brownfield's Mark Dornkamp reports.
Minnesota Farmers Union Government Relations Director Stu Lorre says the Walz selection is good news for agriculture.
That is a depth of knowledge, experience, and relationships on the ticket that agriculture holds, Minnesota holds, and that's going to serve Minnesota Farmers Union well. It's going to serve farmers well.
Minnesota Farm Bureau President Dan Glessing tells Brownfield it's exciting for the state.
When he was a congressman, 1st Congressional District is a pretty rich agricultural district in Minnesota, so he understands agriculture, and that's one of those things that we need to keep reminding him of. Is agriculture is important, and rural Minnesota is important as well.
Walz also served on the House Agriculture Committee while in Congress. From Minnesota Farm Fest near Redwood Falls, Mark Dornkamp, Brownfield.
A new alliance plans to convert a milk byproduct into ethanol for sustainable aviation fuel. Canadian-based dairy distillery CEO Omid McDonald tells Brownfield this isn't the first time the technology has been used.
In the 70s, there was a lot of focus on fermenting lactose to make ethanol to power cars during the oil crisis. Once the oil crisis disappeared, they couldn't compete against corn ethanol, and so the idea sort of disappeared. And now we've revisited it with the lens of carbon reduction.
The company is partnering with the Michigan Milk Producers Association and their plant in southern Michigan. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
What makes Dairyland seed corn different? The right stuff. More options to help you fight corn rootworm pests. A variety of hybrids with an advanced combination of above-ground pest control and herbicide tolerance. And a ton of other options supported by direct access to agronomy experts who will help you get the most out of the ideal seed for your Midwestern acres. The right corn for you and the right people by your side. That's the Dairyland seed difference. Meet our 2025 lineup at DairylandSeedCorn.com.
Another slow day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs close sharply higher. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet Tuesday. Bids remain elusive. Asking prices in the South were at $188 to $190 live, while the North stayed quiet. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the OKC West Livestock Auction in Oklahoma, weaned steer and heifer calves sold $5 lower. Short or unweaned calves were sharply, mostly $10 to $15 lower. Demand has been light as this high heat continues. Receipts were down significantly on the week and the year. Medium and large one feeder steers, 577 pounds, brought $297.50. Feeder steer, 603 pounds, brought $297.50. Medium and large on feeder heifers, 563 to 556 pounds, brought $262.50 to $270. Boxed beef closed lower on light demand for heavy offerings. Choice down $2.13 at $315.81. Select closed 44 cents lower at $299.62. Estimated cattle slaughter was 122,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down about 1,500 on the year. Cash hogs closed sharply higher with a huge negotiated run. Processors got real aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Prices reflected that. Global demand for U.S. pork continues to be a bright spot for the industry and provide price support, but there is a lot of uncertainty hovering around domestic demand. The industry is also monitoring the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 8.97 higher with a weighted average of 85.88. There's no comparison at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of 85.38. The Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 85.52. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt Tuesday were not reported due to confidentiality. Pork values closed lower, down $1.97 at $102.31. Hams, bellies, and butts were sharply lower. Ribs were also lower. Picnics and loins were higher. Estimated hog slaughter was 482,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 9,000 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed. Feeders were mostly lower ahead of the week's direct cash business. And lean hog futures ended the day higher, supported by strong pork values during the session and contracts discount to the cash index. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one, a really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Direct cattle business was quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country. Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn are lower as forecast for this week are generally a little cooler in much of the region. September beans were down 17.5 at 10.14. November was 14 lower at 10.26 and 3 quarters. September corn was 2 lower at 388 and 3 quarters. December was down 1 and 3 quarters at 405 and a quarter. Live and feeder cattle were mixed ahead of this week's direct business. October live was up 5 at 179.05. December was down 20 at 178.05. September feeders were 67 lower at 240.57. And on their discount to the cash index and the higher midday move in pork, October hogs were up 67 cents at 76.40. December lean was 35 higher at 68.95. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Farmers are worried about their financial future, and so are their ag lenders. Next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic, and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Agricultural bankers want a farm bill that will do more to protect farmers from financial hardships. At a recent House Ag Committee hearing, the chair of the Ag and Rural Bankers Committee for the American Bankers Association, Tony Hotchkiss, offered this.
Banks finance large farms, small farms, urban farmers, beginning farmers, women farmers, minority farmers. To bankers, agricultural lending is good business, and we make credit available to all who can demonstrate they have a sound business plan and the ability to repay. With our deep connection to farmers and ranchers, banks are often the first to see changes within balance sheets and cash flows on the farm operation, often due to changing economic conditions.
And Hotchkiss says those bankers are seeing those changes right now.
With rising input costs and lower commodity prices, farmers and ranchers have worked through the liquidity and working capital they built up over the past few years at a more rapid pace than anticipated and are now beginning to leverage equity through refinancing debt. This has made agricultural bankers feel like they are looking over the cliff in regards to the agricultural economy.
Tomorrow, a House Ag Committee member weighs in. And if you'd like to see a recording of this hearing, visit the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business. All special summer feeder cattle sales will be beef Holstein combination sales every second and fourth Friday through the months of June, July, and August. Bloomington Livestock Exchange will return to special Roundup feeder cattle sales in the fall. For more information, visit BloomingtonLivestock.com or give them a call at 608-994-2020.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield's Dairy Update. The National Milk Producers Federation and U.S. Dairy Export Council are strengthening partnerships in South America to promote the removal of trade barriers. Ami Castaneda, Executive Vice President for both organizations, tells Brownfield there's a need globally for the dairy industry to work together on shared values.
To have a more comprehensive conversation as we move forward to plan and strategy positions in different international forums, including the United Nations.
The two groups recently signed a memorandum of understanding with the Brazilian Association of Milk Producers and renewed an agreement with Argentina's largest farmer organization. Castaneda says the groups want international standards and guidelines based on science and balanced policies that could unfairly impact producers.
We continue to work with the dairy industry in different countries. Obviously, sometimes you cannot control what governments do. But working with them internally, we can actually try to join forces and push back.
He says their organization has similar agreements with ag groups in Colombia, Chile, and Mexico. The Global Dairy Trade Index in New Zealand on Tuesday had continued a positive month-long streak, up 0.5%. Lactose posted the largest increase, up more than 16%, followed by mozzarella, up 8.4%. Skim milk powder and butter were the only categories with modest declines. Cash dairy prices closed mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was down 1.25 cents at 59.75. Blocks up 6 cents at $1.90. Barrels unchanged at $1.91. Butter down 0.25 cents at $3.10 and a quarter. And unfed dry milk unchanged at $1.23 and a quarter per hundredweight. I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
Big opportunities don't wait for the winter meeting season. Stay in the know now with Compeer Financial's AgriMindset webinars, where industry experts bring you the latest in ag, and you don't have to leave the farm to listen in. Join us August 21st at 1 o'clock for an in-depth hour on navigating technology investments to benefit your farm in today's market. Sign up for Compeer's next AgriMindset webinar at compeer.com/register. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024. All rights reserved.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
Good morning from WRCO. It is 5:45. Sunshine today and a high of 80 expected. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog possible. A slight chance of a shower or two overnight and a low of 58. Thursday, partly cloudy and a slight chance of showers or sprinkles. Any rain that falls will result in minor amounts and a high of 77. Right now in Richland Center, after the midnight reading of 61, and a nice cool morning, too good for sleeping, it is 55 degrees. Good luck getting there today. And Scruggs with a foggy mountain breakdown. That's what Hank Bray is going through this morning, I think. Anyway, our regular features continue here this morning at WRCO. Chances for you to win. There are quite a few events going on in the area in the coming days and coming weeks, certainly in August. Had a chance to chat with one of our listeners a little bit ago, and it's scary. It does feel like it's later than it is in the year, even though it's just early August, but a few leaves coming down, and I'm not sure what if that has anything to do with it, but it just seems like things are a little bit ahead of where they were last year or a typical year. Here's a reminder today, Hill Country Classic Power will meet at 8 o'clock tonight at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. And the Richland Center Alcoholics Anonymous Open Group meetings resume this week at the Nazarene Outreach Center starting at 7. The only requirement for membership is the desire to stop drinking. If you have any questions or would like to speak with someone, you can call 608-475-3779 or visit aa.org. From our community calendar today.
Yeah, Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, big fan, come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure. By golly, it's clean clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Them hogs, 10-4, about 5 miles or so, 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got a great big convoy.
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that shy town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pigpen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't going to pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
C.W. McCall on WRCO Radio and Convoy. Got a little convoy going to work here as we officially hit sunrise time for this morning. Look at the latest take on weather with meteorologist Nick Runseth coming up in just a little bit. And ABC News right around the bend here this morning as we let you know what is going on in the world.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center.
Slaughter cows are stronger, calves steady at this past Wednesday sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. The better Holstein bull calves sold up to $600, with the beef crossbred calves up to $725. The fleshier slaughter cows sold $140 to $153, with the thinner cows $112 to $122. Grass-fed steers and heifers sold up to $179. If you have feeder, dairy, or slaughter cattle to sell, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola can provide you with a local competitive market. Call 627-1401 to get in touch with Darren, Colton, or Jim about your livestock marketing needs.
Do you want to be in the know? Sign up for the WRCO local newsletter simply using your email address and get our newsletter delivered directly to your inbox. No searching required. Take a look behind the scenes. Get the latest news, sports, and info before anyone else. Your email address will be used to distribute our newsletter only and for occasional correspondence and will never be sold or shared. Visit WRCO Radio on Facebook for the sign-up link. The WRCO newsletter, local and only from WRCO-FM.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a good day so far. We are going to trend below average temperature-wise for the next several days. Typically this time of year, highs are in the lower 80s and low temperatures around 60 degrees. And this is comparing to a 30-year climate average for southwest Wisconsin. Could be worse, though. In the southeast United States, you might have heard Tropical Storm Debbie causing numerous problems in the Carolinas and other portions of the southeast. Southeastern United States. I do connect with a couple of people, friends and relatives down in that area, and recently I said you're looking at 6 to 12 inches of rain, and I just had to check myself again, thinking like, no, we're not talking about snow, we're talking about rain. So again, that's the southeastern United States along the Atlantic coastline because of that tropical storm moving slowly to the north. So thankfully, no heavy rain in our future at all. In fact, I really don't see much at all in the next 7 days, just small chances here and there. Your forecast for today, sunshine in the early morning, then increase in clouds, highs around 80. Tonight will be partly cloudy with patchy fog possible and lows near 58. There is a slight chance of a shower or two overnight tonight, and then Thursday, a slight chance of showers and sprinkles in the morning and afternoon. Some scattered activity trying to push through. It's more likely across the northern part of the state. Thursday will be partly cloudy otherwise, with highs around 77. Thursday night becoming mostly clear, a low around 50. And then Friday, partly cloudy and breezy, cooler with a high near 72. This weekend, partly cloudy, highs around 73 on Saturday. And Sunday, more in the way of sunshine with highs near 77. A slight chance of showers on Monday of next week with highs pushing 80. And then a better chance for a few showers and storms popping up in the region on Tuesday with highs around 81 degrees. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
55 right now with clear skies, and yesterday's high was 75. We picked up 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain yesterday morning. The record high, 96, set on August 7th of 1983. The record low, 44, in 1966. Last year's high was 82, and the low was 60. Sunset will happen at 8:16 tonight. Sunrise time tomorrow morning will be at 5:59. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm. Barometer at 30.06. No precipitation today. The midnight reading was 61. Right now it is 55 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at Richland.